This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
More details on the allegations against two of the president-elect's cabinet picks. LA home prices about to hit another milestone. You know which way they're headed. But first, already getting ready for all of the travel for Thanksgiving.
If you're going somewhere over the Thanksgiving holiday, be ready. You'll have lots of company. John Baird is live at LAX with the story.
I wish I could leave early. Here in Southern California and across the country, people will be packing up and getting out of town for Thanksgiving. And we keep hearing about record numbers, even more travelers than in 2019 before COVID.
Yeah, nationally, TSA is anticipating it to be another high watermark for travel.
Justin Upshaw's with LAX, and he says, yes, they're seeing more people too.
Here at LAX, we're anticipating over 2 million people to transit through the airport between today and the Monday after Thanksgiving.
And so there you will have a lot of company. Now, this Sunday will be the heaviest travel day. Thanksgiving itself will be the lightest. And while some people like the fun and the hustle bustle of the holiday season, other travelers tell me, no, they'll skip it.
I prefer to go in it slower.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't like the crowded planes?
Yeah, I think avoid all the chaos. Yeah.
Well, the chaos is coming. At least the crush is coming as people hit the road and jump on planes. Mike and Vicky.
All right, John, thanks. A woman who accused one of the president's picks, this is the one for defense secretary, of sexually assaulting her back in 2017. Well, we're getting her side of the story in an investigative report that's just been made public.
Fox News personality Pete Hegseth, who's also President Donald Trump's nominee to be defense secretary, told police that an October 2017 encounter he had with a woman in a California hotel room had been consensual. But in a 22-page report just made public, the woman says it was not consensual. The woman, who helped organize a California Federation of Republican Women gathering at a hotel, says in the report that she had a drink at the bar with a group of people that included Hegseth, and she says that's where things became fuzzy. She says she had argued earlier with Hegseth about his inappropriately touching several women during the event, and somehow she ended up in a hotel room with Hegseth, who took her phone, wouldn't let her leave, and assaulted her. She says she didn't remember the assault until a few days later and went to the hospital. Hegseth said the woman led him by the arm back to his hotel room. His attorney says Hegseth paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Senate Republicans are warning that confirming Matt Gaetz as attorney general could be more controversial than the Kavanaugh hearings in 2018. The former Florida congressman faces allegations including sexual misconduct, drug use, and involvement in sex trafficking minors, which would likely become public during a confirmation hearing. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian says the effort to build support for the nomination is in full swing.
Gaetz and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance huddled throughout the day in the Capitol, meeting with more than half a dozen GOP senators about his embattled selection for attorney general.
The senator's been giving me a lot of good advice. I'm looking forward to a hearing. Folks have been very supportive. They've been saying we're going to get a fair process.
Some Republicans tell The Hill that Gaetz should withdraw to avoid a messy, embarrassing process. Despite this, the president-elect, Donald Trump, may use Gaetz's nomination to push other controversial picks through. Key GOP figures, like Texas Senator Cornyn, believe that the hearings should damage Gaetz's reputation, while others say the political cost of continuing the nomination may be too high.
Democrat Derek Chan continues to increase his narrow lead over Republican Rep. Michelle Steele. This is that 45th district, right, the really close one. Chan now leading by 397 votes, is behind in the Orange County section, but leading in L.A. County. This has gradually shifted in his direction. Steele had the lead of about 11,000 after Election Day. Results still not complete. They got to process some more ballots. Another update expected this afternoon.
Home prices could hit a milestone. The median home price in L.A. County could cross the $1 million mark next year. That's as long as there aren't any major economic situations or a catastrophic natural disaster. The California Association of Realtors shows a median detached single-family home in L.A. County costs about $950,000, up about 7% from last year. A chief economist told KTLA that prices in California generally only go in one direction. That's up, saying the best time to buy was a long time ago. The second best time to buy is still today. In L.A. County, home values have doubled since October of 2014. As we've been telling you, people are getting out of town for Thanksgiving. A spokesperson at LAX says this is their Super Bowl. We'll tell you more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Some music, got lots of snacks, big TVs.
As we've been telling you, it is expected to be a record-setting travel period for Thanksgiving in Southern California and across the country. LAX is preparing for the busy week ahead, with millions to be flying in and out of the airport for the holiday. We talked to LAX Public Information Officer Justin Upshaw, who says the people are already getting out of town for Thanksgiving.
People are leaving earlier and earlier. People are starting to leave today. We anticipate that today, tomorrow, and Sunday leading up to Thanksgiving are going to be our busiest days. And on the back end of the holiday, Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving, as everybody heads home from the holiday.
So when you've got like a week of this now, how many people are actually going to move on through that horseshoe?
Well, we are anticipating over 2.2 million people to travel through starting today through Monday, December 2nd.
What do you do to get ready for that? I mean, are there more of the rideshare buses for people who are coming in? Are you running more of the parking shuttles? What is like staffing up for the holidays look like at LAX?
Well, it's our Super Bowl for us. So that looks like you know, getting everybody in that can work to accommodate the increase in passengers that are coming through, increase in guests and visitors. Our airlines are ready for this as well, as is the airport. Here at the airport, we also work closely with the Department of Transportation to ensure that they have officers on site that can help move the traffic through the central terminal roadways. That's a big point of congestion for us. So, just bringing in everyone that we can to help get people going where they need to go.
The People Mover is doing its testing. That's great. We'll see you in 2026, hopefully. Are we still taking any lanes away because of construction or anything like that? Or is all that like on pause if you're still doing that for next week?
Yeah, we do have moratoriums in place. Our planners are very cognizant that this is our busiest time of year. So we do what we can to keep the traffic flow moving and keep all available resources open and available to the public.
When I pre-book parking, is that a guarantee that I'm going to have a spot, especially if it's one of the like central terminal garages?
Well, nothing is guaranteed, but pre-booking will guarantee that you will know what is available. So because we do anticipate our parking to fill up, we encourage people, if you're not flying out until next week, to pre-book your parking now. That will allow you to see what's available so you don't have a surprise when you show up just before your flight, which we hope you show up 2 hours early or 3 hours early if you're flying internationally. That is our recommendation.
You got the therapy dogs, you got the therapy mini horse. What do you have out there to help people?
Yeah, we have our PUPS program. It's very popular. Those are our therapy dogs that navigate the airports. They're available. They love to say hello to our passengers as they travel through. So keep an eye out for dogs and folks in red vests just walking around looking for someone to say hello to.
That is LAX Public Information Officer Justin Upshaw. Most Americans who were surveyed say they are pessimistic about receiving Social Security, and there's a new list of the top cars in the U.S. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
The War Crimes Court issuing arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. International Criminal Court accusing them of crimes against humanity. Connection with the war started again more than a year ago. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Writing on X, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sar called it a dark moment for the ICC in The Hague, and said it lost all legitimacy for its existence and activity. He said the ICC acted as a political tool in the service of what he called extreme terrorists. Israel says the court does not have jurisdiction to issue the arrest warrants against Netanyahu and the recently fired defense minister, Yoav Gallant.
Netanyahu saying they reject the accusations with disgust.
The bomb cyclone targeting the Bay Area now after it hit Washington and Oregon. At least two people were killed in the Seattle area. We get more from CBS News weather correspondent Rob Marciano.
Our futurecast shows the potential for another storm that bombs out. So wind and rain coming tomorrow. It's going to supercharge the rainfall for the next couple of days. Could see another foot of rain between here and San Francisco Bay.
There is a flood watch in effect through Saturday for areas north of San Francisco.
New Bankrate survey shows 73% of the working adults in the U.S. say, yeah, they're concerned they're not going to get the Social Security benefits.
A new Bankrate survey finds 53% of adults will depend on Social Security when they retire. But 73% are worried about the trust fund's future, which could run out by 2033. Senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Social Security was never really intended to be the main backstop for Americans' retirement funding, but our survey indicates that they are seeing it as just that.
Hamrick says Americans need to plan now, no matter their age, to create retirement options other than Social Security. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Do you drive one of the best cars or trucks? U.S. News and World Report is out with its list of top brands. John Vincent is the senior automotive correspondent and says Honda stands out when it comes to cars because they give you options.
Many automakers have dropped out of that market, but Honda still has a couple of great competitors there with the Honda Civic and the Honda Accord, and then for the fun of it, the Honda Civic Type R.
They have Hyundai as the best brand for SUVs because of the quality of the Palisade, Tucson, and Tucson hybrids. Ram won for the best truck, 6-year winning streak. But of course, the Ford F-150 sells better. For the best luxury brand, it's Porsche. And as a reminder, the LA Auto Show kicks off this weekend, Convention Center downtown, and we will have more on that coming up.
Got an updated story we told you about yesterday. Community group in Hacienda Heights pushing the phone carrier to make these repairs. The copper wire thieves have left them without landline service, even Wi-Fi, for months.
Most of the homes and some middle schools that have been affected are in the Turnbull Canyon area and other remote unincorporated regions of Hacienda Heights. Ali Weiner with the Hacienda Heights Improvement Association explained the scope of the problem.
People haven't had landline service for the last 7 months through Frontier Communications. It's been an ongoing issue because of the criminal activity of copper wire theft. It has been a nightmare for security, for safety.
Compounding the situation is that Frontier Communications failed to address the exact problem, thinking it was a technical issue. Weiner says embarrassed company officials told residents they planned to do a rewiring of the area, but there are problems with that as well.
There's a lack of copper wire here in California. They're having to get copper wire from Pennsylvania is what he said. So that's going to take some time.
LA Sheriff's detectives are now also engaged in putting together a strategy to stop the copper wire thefts in the near future. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Another very rare fish known as the doomsday fish recently washed ashore in California.
It's a sea monster.
Here's Chris Sedens.
It was the third massive sea monster, which is actually an oarfish, to hit our coastline in the last 4 months. Ben Frabel is with the Scripps Institute of Oceanography. He says the doomsday moniker started in Japan.
It's kind of an interpretation of Japanese folklore that really became widespread after the 2011 Fukushima disaster. 2 years previous, in 2009 and 2010, about a dozen or so oarfish had washed up in Japan. In 2011, after the disaster, people were looking for, you know, anything that may have been related, and kind of started pointing at these oarfish as harbingers of this.
It's not known what's led to these massive fish washing up on our shoreline. Last week's discovery marked just the 21st time it's happened in more than 120 years. I'm Chris Sedens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
7:45, the VP of Marketing for the LA Auto Show talks with us about the newest, most exciting new cars, plus the first ever indoor-outdoor thrill ride. That coming up. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues. LA Auto Show opens to the public tomorrow at the Convention Center downtown. Going to run for a couple of weeks. Features hundreds of the latest models from the top automakers in the U.S. and around the world. And we talked about it today with David Fortin, who is the VP of Marketing at the show. And he tells us there will be plenty of options for those looking for new cars.
I think the most exciting thing about this year really comes down to choice. For the last few years, there's been a lot of excitement and energy around electrification. But, you know, it's really kind of reached this perfect middle ground where if you're in the market for gas, if you're in the market for a hybrid, if you're in the market for an EV, there's just so much choice right now. And 60% of the cars on the floor, the new vehicles, are gas, and 40% are EV or hybrid. So the power is really switched over to consumers.
Fortin says there's also something for thrill seekers and something a lot of fun for those, including supercars and custom vehicles.
That's one of the great things about the show. You know, you take the comparison shopping and new vehicle experience, but then you're really surrounded with this festival atmosphere where there's just so much fun happening, and there's no sales pressure, there's no hassle. So it's just a great day out for like all ages. And, you know, we have some really, really kind of spectacular stuff. If folks are into eye candy and exotics and supercars and hypercars, we've got a couple halls that just are bringing some of the most beautiful vehicles you'll ever see. Monterey Motorsports Festival Concours has over 20 vehicles. They've got Lamborghinis and Bentleys and Aston Martins and Dracos. And West Coast Customs is coming in with these really, really cool art cars, as well as some of their one-of-a-kind original customs that they do for celebrities.
And what do they have for the thrill seekers?
Camp Jeep is back this year, which is really great. That's kind of like a thrill ride where you get to see the functionality of off-road vehicles. So you can go up on their like 30-foot incline and then come down the other side and you go over obstacles. So both Jeep and Ford Bronco have what we call thrill rides, and they're really fun. And the really neat thing about the Ford Bronco experience is called Bronco Built Wild. It's actually starting indoors in the Ford exhibit in the West Hall. But then you'll actually travel outside to go see the obstacles and go through that course and then come back into the convention center. And that's the first time we've ever done that. So it's this indoor to outdoor experience that we're really excited about.
He says, bring the family.
You know, you've got kids at home playing Mario Kart and connecting cars that way. You've got people who like tinker and they're customizing their own car. And we've got the aftermarket where you've got the pros doing it. So gaming, esports, all of that has a home here. And so if you, no matter what you're into, could be motorsports, could be hot rods, could be overlanding, there's a home here and somebody is probably celebrating that.
So again, the LA Auto Show opens tomorrow, runs through December 1st. Convention Center downtown. Tickets, you can buy them at laautoshow.com.